College of Forestry on the Oregon State University campus. Welcome to the first episode of the IUFRO Division III podcast series. I am Preston Green, the host of this podcast series, and would like to introduce and welcome Mr. Woodham Chung. Woodham is the co-host for this series and the IUFRO Division III coordinator. Welcome, Woodham.
Hi, Preston. Thank you for hosting this podcast. I'm really glad that we finally launched the IUFRO Division III podcast series.
So am I. It's great to have you here, and I think the audience is really going to enjoy some of the episodes we have planned. First off, Woodham, let's talk a little bit about IUFRO. What does that stand for?
IUFRO stands for International Union of Forest Research Organizations, and it is the largest global network for forest science cooperation. There are about 700 member organizations joined IUFRO across over 110 countries. IUFRO unites more than 15,000 research scientists around the world, so it is a big network.
For those of our listeners that might not know, IUFRO's large global network promotes an overall exchange and dissemination of quality scientific knowledge. And that is actually what this podcast series is centered on, right, Woodham?
Exactly. IUFRO provides research scientists and the public with access to relevant information, and it helps strengthen the research capacities of member organizations. And that's what we're trying to do here exactly as well.
Woodham, we mentioned earlier that you are the Division III coordinator for IUFRO. What is Division III?
As you know, Preston, forest research spreads over many different topics and research disciplines, from biological sciences to social sciences. IUFRO grouped these various research fields into 9 divisions by research themes. Division III is Forest Operations Engineering and Forest Operations Management. Here we study all kinds of on-the-ground forest management activities, including operations in forest nurseries, timber harvesting, forest rows, machinery, work studies, environmental impacts, health and safety, and small-scale forestry. You name it, we study all kinds of forest practices and their impact.
It sounds like this research discipline is really where the rubber meets the road, right?
Precisely. One can probably say that the overall goal of Division III research is to develop and promote on-the-ground forest management activities that meet desirable economic, environmental, and social objectives.
I think that last part summarizes it very well. The economic, environmental, and social objectives are becoming increasingly more important in industrial forestry, so to see the research aligned with that as well is very powerful. I want to dive a little bit more into why we're doing this podcast here, Woodham. IUFRO has this amazing network of research and whatnot. So where does this podcast fit in? Why are we doing this?
That's an excellent question, Preston. Well, there is a big challenge in the Division III research discipline, and that is global decline in education and research in traditional forestry. Many universities these days are downsizing or even closing down traditional forestry programs. Many international conferences you can find these days are more focusing around climate change, forest ecosystems, and social aspects of forestry, but not so much about how to transfer theories and concepts into real forestry practices. I think it's important to enhance our overall visibility, the visibility of the importance of Division III work within and even beyond forest sciences communities.
How would you like to see that accomplished? What steps would you take to enhance that visibility?
Well, I think the first step we ought to do is to unite and connect us within Division III through better communications. Division III has 13 research groups and 48 office holders. It might sound strange, but I don't think we office holders know each other very well. I believe this podcast would be a great way to communicate and share ideas. I hope this podcast series you are hosting would help us better communicate, learn from each other, and create collaboration opportunities. So, eventually, we will improve our visibility.
So the concept here is to develop these episodes by office holders for office holders only? What about opportunities for students such as myself?
That's a good point. Well, this project is aimed to showcase not only these IUFRO scientists, but also successful research stories by graduate students, undergraduate students, or even forest practitioners around the world.
Woodham, I see a lot of opportunity there to motivate the next generation of research scientists and promote education. I know that here in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, there's a strong job market for young professionals in forestry. While that creates excellent opportunities, it's also pulling these young people away from educating themselves beyond just a bachelor's degree.
That's right. We need the next generation of research scientists to meet those continuously changing economic, environmental, and social objectives.
And this podcast is aimed to reach that audience, correct?
Absolutely. The power of the podcast media is a key piece here.
You mentioned something earlier that I would like to expand on a bit. There are 13 research groups and 48 office holders in Division 3, the division that you're the coordinator for. What are the various roles of those 48 office holders?
All of those office holders are truly global leaders in their fields. They provide their service to UFRO voluntarily, and I really appreciate their hard work. One of their important roles is to organize international conferences and disseminate research findings in a timely manner. But the more important role, I think, is to facilitate and promote discussions. I believe these discussions identify research trends, emerging issues, ongoing challenges in their fields. These provide vision and guidance for future research needs. It is a very important role.
Let's talk about emerging research trends first in Division 3 fields. Are there a few that stand out to you?
Well, actually, I see four that stand out based on my observations in recent publications and professional conferences. The first one is, guess what?
Forest biomass?
How do you know? Yes, forest biomass has been a pretty hot topic around the world. The current challenge is to figure out how to collect, process, and transport the low-value forest biomass as a feedstock source for bioenergy and other bio-based products, while making sure our operations are cost-efficient and environmentally safe.
That's a growing area of study here at Oregon State University, right?
Yes, it is. We are hearing more and more about advances being made in that area of study.
What is your second emerging research trend?
The second is supply chain management. I believe wood supply chains in many countries are facing an increasing number of stakeholders, higher consumer expectations, and fragmented supply chain operations. However, people want to see greener wood supply chains without compromising efficiency or cost.
Another hot topic in many places, including the United States. Research trend number three?
Precision forestry. This is where the high-tech world meets traditional forestry.
Compared to other industries, I know that forestry is quite a bit behind in terms of adapting and utilizing information technologies for on-the-ground activities.
That's right. So the hope here is that precision forestry will provide tools to design forest practices in a precisely tailored way. New types of data and new levels of data accuracy and precision will allow us to change the way we collected forest data in the past, the way we used the data for decision making, and the way we practiced. So this is an exciting research field.
But all that technology still has to have the human element somewhere, right? Where is the human element here?
Well, how do you know? My fourth and final research trend. That's the human factor. So applications of new technologies in forest practices will require new ways of interacting between human and machines. Also, health and safety of machine operators must be considered in machine and system design. Because of this, the traditional ergonomics has been expanding its boundaries to include human-machine interfaces and work system design. As you can see, these human factors are becoming more and more important.
As a young person just recently entering this field, I want to talk a bit about ongoing or foreseeable challenges. What do you see there?
I mentioned earlier that we are facing a big challenge of decreasing research and education capacities. You can easily find good examples of this issue in many places. For example, several universities in North America and Europe are trying to fill their faculty positions right now in forest engineering and forest operations. But they have difficult times to do that because, as you pointed out earlier, there are just not many PhDs out there in the fields of forest engineering. This is a serious problem because a diminishing research and education capacity will create a vicious cycle causing less and less research scientists in our discipline.
That is a problem not only mirrored in education and research, but the workforce as well. As a profession, the workforce is aging and decreasing. Forestry jobs are some of the most dangerous out there, but they also require a high degree of skill and training.
That's correct. Aging and decreasing workforce in forestry is definitely a big ongoing challenge. In addition, I believe lack of collaboration between academia and forest industries is another challenge. Another challenge is lack of global collaboration among research scientists in our discipline. And of course, losing our visibility among larger global communities is a big challenge we are currently facing.
Any ideas on how to overcome those challenges?
Yes, I think the emerging research trends we discussed earlier could be one of the ways to overcome these challenges. For example, innovations in woody biomass utilization, precision forestry, and machine-human interactions can attract the next generations of students and research scientists. It can also help develop new courses and research programs for forestry education.
What about the workforce problems?
Yes, it's a big problem, but developing a new ways of practicing forestry through research in human factors engineering, machinery design, and precision forestry could provide new solution to those issues. Think about the new generations. They all know how to use smartphones, tablet PCs, and joysticks, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So it is time for us to really think outside the box and bring new innovations to revive our research and profession. I believe we are facing great challenges, but these challenges offer great opportunities. I really hope that we all work together to take the opportunity to bring ourselves to the next level.
I think this is a great opportunity to do just that, and I'm excited to be a part of it. That concludes our first IUFRO Division 3 podcast with Coordinator Woodham Chung. I would like to thank you again, Woodham, for being a part of this and sharing your thoughts with everybody today.
Thank you for the interview, and thank you for hosting the podcast, Kristen.
For the coming episodes, I will be going to Linz, Austria to attend the FORMEC Conference on European Forest Engineering, so be sure to watch for those. Once again, from the Oregon State University College of Forestry, I am the host, Preston Green, and on behalf of Woodham, I would like to thank you for listening to the very first episode of the IUFRO Division 3 podcast series. For more information about this podcast, please visit the IUFRO website, www.iufro.org. IUFRO Division 3 podcasts are produced by myself and Woodham Chung, with support from Faye and Lucille Stewart Endowment Funds at Oregon State University.